Now let's turn back to, so that's the pre-talk. That's basically the Elman pre-talk. Let's turn back to page 2 for a moment. So here it says that all trance is about learning how to go into a trance. In Elman's style of hypnosis, it's extremely important that the client follow the suggestions of the operator each step of the way. If the client is ahead of you, stop the process and back up. You're teaching the client to follow instructions. This will allow them to succeed at the deeper levels of trance. So what's really important about Elman hypnosis, and everybody listen up because this is the most important part, is when you're talking to the client, if you tell them to close their eyes, let's say you tell them to close their eyes and take a deep breath, and they take two deep breaths, they go, you're going to have to stop them and back them up and just say, now I told you to close your eyes and take a deep breath. Okay, you want the client with you each step of the way. You're teaching them how to go into a trance. And if they do any step ahead of you, or they're mismatching you in any way, shape, or form, or they're looking to control the process while you're doing it with them, you've got to stop and tell them, for this particular type of trance work, it's extremely important that you follow me each step of the way. So don't do anything before or after. Do it right with me as I give the command. Is that okay? Yeah? By the way, what will happen is when you teach them in this way, they'll be able to access deeper depths of trance. Yeah? Because then they'll be able to, what happens is the client that wants to control it or do it before you or after your command is going to be the same client that struggles with their unconscious mind in terms of making a change in their own life. Instead of just telling their unconscious mind the command and the unconscious mind following through. They're consciously wrestling with it instead of just going with it. Yeah. So here's the first steps of the Dave Elman induction. It says, take a long, slow, deep breath as I raise my hand above your eyes. So what you're going to do is go like this. You'll raise your hand up like that, and you'll say, just follow my hand with your eyes. And as I bring my hand down, allow your eyes to continue to follow it. And you go, good. And exhale, letting all of the tensions wash away from your body as you relax completely, closing your eyes. So you're just going to bring your hand up above them like this, and you're going to just watch my hand. Take that long, slow, deep breath in, and just close your eyes as you relax. So you're just going to bring them up like this. You could do this with two fingers as well. You could bring your eyes up and bring your eyes down, closing your eyes. Yep. Then you say, now focus your awareness and intention on your eyes, and I want you to relax the muscles around your eyes so much so that they will not work. Just relax all the muscles around your eyes so that they will not work. And I'm not saying this to you. I'm just reading it. So much so that they will not work. And just relax all the muscles around your eyes so that they will not work. And then I want you to go ahead and try to open your eyes only when you're certain you cannot. So go ahead and try and find that you can't. Elman was a master of paradoxical language patterns. I will use Elman's language patterns all the time in hypnosis or even just in regular communication. Listen to that. I want you to try to open your eyes only when you're certain you cannot. How paradoxical is that? That's kind of like, huh? So go ahead and try and find that you can't. Now, somebody's literally listening to instructions and the unconscious mind is literal. They're going to try and find that they can't. And you say, that's right. Now just allow that same relaxation that you just felt in your eyes to wash over your entire body, from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes, like a warm waterfall of relaxation all the way from the top of your head down to the tips of your toes. And he says, now we can deepen that level of relaxation even more. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to open your eyes. Not yet, but in a moment. And when I do, I want you to remain deeply relaxed. And then when you close your eyes again, just allow it to take you 10 times as deep as you are right now, both physically and mentally. So right now, open your eyes, and you're going to lead their eyes with your finger once again. So you're going to go open your eyes and close them, going 10 times deeply as relaxed as you were a moment ago. Deeply, deeply relaxed, dreaming, drifting, dropping, falling. So you're going to have them, you're going to say, right now, open your eyes. Good. And go down, close your eyes, down, 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 dreaming, drifting, dropping, falling. And what you're going to do is you're just pulling them in and out. And then once you get them deep again, you're going to pull them in again and back down. They'll be in a deep trance. So even though they're opening their eyes, they'll be in a trance. And each time they go down, they'll go deeper. Very good now. We can deepen that level of relaxation even more. It says repeat step number 4 3 or 4 times. So you're just going to continue to bring them up, bring them down, bring them up, bring them down. That's like the effect of having 4 different sessions on 4 different days. Step 5, in a moment I'm going to test your body for relaxation. I'm going to lift your arm, and if you're as relaxed as you need to be, your arm will be limp like a wet rag or a rag doll. So as I lift your right or left arm, whatever you say, If you're as relaxed as you need to be, it will fall back into your lap like a limp, wet rag. Then it says, lift their arm and drop it back in their lap. If it's not limp, repeat step four. You may have to back up and go back to step four if it's not limp. So what I'm doing here is I say, now, in a moment, I'm going to test your body for relaxation. I'm going to lift your arm. She can go deep quick, so I'm just going to. And if you're so relaxed as you need, and if you're as relaxed as you need to be, your arm will be limp like a wet rag or a rag doll. So as I lift your arm, if you're as relaxed, and what I'm doing here is I'm just going to touch her on the arm, and you want to tell her that you're about to touch her because otherwise they may freak out. They probably will if you didn't tell her. And you just want to lift it like that and then drop it. Yeah? Nice, nice and limp. Look at that. And it should just drop like a limp, wet rag. Okay, good. Come on back. Thank you. No. Good job. And she's like, no, I love it. Doesn't it feel good? I'll tell you something. If you don't do a lot of trance work on your own, it feels so good. Yeah. To go that relaxed. I mean, imagine if you could come home. Does anybody do stress ever?
No.
Okay, yeah, you guys don't do that. But imagine coming home from a hard day of stress, just relaxing every muscle, every nerve, every fiber in your body. So what you're going to do is you're going to test the arm at that point. Now, if it's not limp, if there's any type of conscious control of the arm, you're going to back up and redo step four, and then you're going to test for relaxation again. You just want it to be limp. Let's turn to page 3. It says, good. Now, that same level of relaxation that you felt in your body can also be transferred to your mind. In order to help you relax, I want you to imagine yourself on a beach, sitting at the water's edge. And imagine in your mind's eye that you have a stick in your hand. Now, in a moment, I want you to begin to write numbers in the sand, and I want you to count from 100 on backwards. As you write the number, you'll also say it out loud. Then in between every count, I want you to double the level of your mental relaxation as you imagine a wave washing the number away. Now say the number 100 as you write it in the sand. You're going to wait for a response from the client. So the client's going to go, 100. And you'll say, good. Double your level of mental relaxation and let the wave wash the number away. Say the number 99. And they're going to go, 99. You go, good. Double your mental relaxation and let the wave wash the number away. Say 98. You'll wait for their response, and they go deep or relax. Now, by the way, sometimes the client will be so deep that you don't even hear an audible number by that time. Yeah? Deep or relax. Watch the wave wash it away. Say 97. Wait for the response. Deep or relax. Watch the wave wash it away. Now, just wash the numbers and the counting right out of your mind. Just wash them right out of your mind, disappearing, going, going, gone, evaporating like water on a hot, sunny day. Very good. Now, by this time, at that point, you're going to start to give your intervention or your suggestions. And then you'll count them back up from 1 to 5. So once you've given all the suggestions, you've done your intervention inside the hypnosis, you'll count them back up from 1 to 5. This is an extremely effective way to take somebody pretty deep, pretty darn deep, pretty darn quick. Takes people deeper than the Ericksonian stuff. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Let's take a look. As long as we're here, because we're not going to do an exercise with this tonight, because we're not going to have time. But I would like to take a look at what are the types of things that we can do. So I say you're going to do your induction, and then it says intervention or suggestions. Let's take a look at page 7, and we'll take a look at some of the types of things that we can do therapeutically in trance. Here on page 7, it says, remember to use positive toward language in order to properly order and sequence the client's internal representations. When you're doing trance work, avoid any negative language. Notice how you're no longer stressed out all the time. Notice how relaxed you seem to go through the day, right? Feeling so good and so relaxed. You wouldn't say, notice how you no longer have desires for that huge chocolate cake, right? Now, instead, you'd say, notice how all your previous desires for foods that were unhealthy have disappeared. They've evaporated like water on a hot, sunny day. And their place is a desire for fresh vegetables and fruits, which will satiate your hunger in every way. Right? So you're just using your language to order and sequence their internal representations correctly. Yeah? Just always be cognizant of what you're doing. Now, here's some of the types of things we can do therapeutically in trance. We can use metaphor. So once we've done the whole induction where we have them opening and closing their eyes and going deeper and deeper, you could use metaphor. It says metaphors can be multiply embedded or single level. Examples of standard metaphors include, have the client imagine walking into a control room which represents the body, useful in weight loss or self-esteem issues. Then they can reset the controls. Like walking in. So imagine yourself now walking inside a huge and wondrous room. And as you look around, you notice dials and levers and switches all over the walls. And you notice that each dial and lever and switch has a special marking. Like one says active metabolism. Another one says energy level. Another one says so on and so forth. Okay, and then you can have them go in and reset all the dials and levers and switches. Jack up the active and metabolism level. Just send it rising right up. Just increase your active metabolism. You know, so you can have them go in and reset those things. This is actually quite useful if you're changing metaprograms. People had asked me before, how do you go inside and change metaprograms? When I'm changing metaprograms, I will most often work with trance, and I will have the client metaphorically imagine themselves going into a control room and flipping the switch. Flip the switch from team to management. Imagine flipping that switch, and then maybe I'll install some new strategies in the trance as well, but I can use that as, I can use the metaphor of a control room to reset the switches inside. Yeah, that can be quite useful. There's a wonderful book. It's an expensive book. It costs like $70 or $80, but it's by Corydon Hammond, and it's called The Handbook of Hypnotic Suggestions and Metaphors. And that's really a fabulous book if you're interested in finding out more about how to use that. It's by Corydon Hammond. Her name is spelled Corydon. That's the first name. Hammond, Hammond. And it's The Handbook of Hypnotic Suggestions and Metaphors. For those of you that are going to trainer's training, you'll get much deeper into that. So by the end of trainer's training, you will understand metaphors left and right. Handbook of Hypnotic Suggestions and Metaphors. You already understand how to create a metaphor, though. So Corydon Hammond has The Handbook of Hypnotic Suggestions and Metaphors. Other good books, The Teaching Tales of Milton Erickson is a great book. Teaching Tales of Milton Erickson. Therapeutic Metaphors by David Gordon. You could make a life study of metaphor, and I still am. Number two, you could do metaphors inside there. You could do multiply embedded metaphors. We talked about those earlier in the training, where you start like, so you put them into the trance, and then you start a couple of stories, then offer some direct suggestions after that, then end the stories in another order. Yeah. So that's one way you could do it.